Please turn your Bibles this morning to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. And I've enjoyed preaching, teaching through 1 and 2 Thessalonians with you. And next Sunday, I believe, is Mother's Day. So, Lord willing, we'll have a message for the mothers and to the families. And graduation, Pickering graduation, will be the following Monday night. We'll be recognizing the graduates. And again, be in prayer for me as I seek guidance on the next series of messages that for the church. And I do appreciate and covet your prayers as I stand before you and to preach God's Word. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, we're at the close of this letter. And the Apostle Paul closes speaking about peace. Peace is a word that can be misunderstood in this world. Matter of fact, if you remember in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 2 and 3, just flip there with me real quick, like 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 2 and 3, speaking of how peace is misunderstood. It says, "For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape." So the world does not know what peace with God, peace caused by faith, we're justified, and we have peace with God. The world doesn't understand that. Matter of fact, the peace that we have as born-again believers passes all understanding. But in light of the Lord's return, in which 1 and 2 Thessalonians was written, we can have peace. Now, is everything going to be perfect and lovely? No. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, He said, "I have spoken these things to you that you may have peace in Jesus, in Him, that you may have peace, but in this world you will have tribulation." Okay? So the peace that God has for us is peace with Him and peace in a turbulent world. And in the Lord's return, again, even the Antichrist will be present in the world. His spirit, the spirit of Antichrist, is already here, it says in 1 John. So again, the peace is not what the world says it is, but the peace we have is with God Himself and the peace that He has for you and I. Now, in a world that is so full of selfishness, we are to have peace. In a world that is consumed with selfishness, when selfishness is in control, you cannot have peace and you cannot be content. Please listen to me. The world teaches number one is you. God teaches to love Him, to love others. Okay? It's a lot like the family of turtles that went on a picnic. Whole family of turtles, they knew it, to get to the picnic spot and to get everything ready, it'd take about 7 years for this family of turtles to get to the picnic spot. So they packed for 7 years worth of supplies and for a picnic. So they set out to go on this picnic, and it took them about a year to get to the picnic place. It took them about 6 months to clear the area to have the picnic, And as they were unpacking the picnic stuff, they realized that they did not have salt. And what is a picnic without salt? So they discussed it among themselves, and they decided that the youngest turtle would go back and get the salt, and they would wait on that youngest turtle. By the way, the smallest, youngest turtle was the fastest turtle. He could go back and get the salt and make it back, and the young turtle didn't want to do it. But he said, I will do it under one condition. If you will not eat till I get back. So they all agreed, and the young turtle waddled off, upset that he had to go back and get the salt, and he was gone a year. Then he was gone 2 years and 3 years and never did return. And after 7 years, the oldest turtle said, I've had enough. I'm about to starve to death. I'm going to eat. And as he started unwrapping the sandwich, the young turtle popped out from behind a tree and said, see, I told you that you would not wait on me to eat. That's why I'm not going to get the salt. Selfishness. And in a world of selfishness, you cannot be content when you are number one. Because no matter what happens, something's wrong. We're talking about peace this morning. Peace. Jesus is coming back, church. We need to be in peace. He's coming back. And he says in our passage of Scripture, 2 Thessalonians, as we close this letter today, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all. The salutation of Paul with my own hand, which is a sign in every epistle, so I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen. Let us pray. God, we do thank you so much for your precious word. God, help us to live in peace with you. Not that we won't have turbulent times or tragedies and things that we don't even understand. But Lord, help us to live in peace for your glory. And in the light of your returning, we ask this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So this peace that we're talking about, it says here, the Lord of peace himself. Jesus is peace. At a prophecy of his in Isaiah, he is called the Prince of Peace. At his birth, the angels sang the chorus, glory to God on the highest, in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill toward men. He is the Prince of Peace. He is peace. And may the Lord himself, it says, the Lord of peace himself, the Apostle Paul speaking of our Lord. In Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41, we will not take the time to read that, but it says in that passage of Scripture that Jesus and the disciples went in a boat, and there were other small boats with them to go across the sea. And Jesus was asleep. He was asleep in the stern of the boat on a pillow, and there came a great wind and waves that even the waves began to overtake the boat that they were in. It was actually coming in the boat. And they woke Jesus up and said, Master, don't you care that we're about to perish? And Jesus says to the wind and the waves, peace, be still. Peace, be still. You see, he is peace. And he can speak peace to our souls to our spirits, to our minds, in the turbulent times of life, the storms of life, the wind and the waves that is overtaking our life, coming into our life. Jesus, His presence in our life, He can say, peace. Peace. Because He is peace. If you're born again this morning, you have peace. You just got to trust Him. Place your faith in Him. Yes, there's storms, there's waves, there's wind blowing, but Jesus is peace and He gives peace. He gives it. And just as Brother Dan sang a while ago, that if he didn't have trials and troubles, he wouldn't know what faith in the Lord really is. Peace. Jesus is peace. We also see in this passage of Scripture, in these three short verses, that the Lord Himself, He's asking them and praying for them and thinking about His brothers and sisters in Christ, the church. He says, the Lord Himself give you peace always in every way. Always and in every way we can have peace with Jesus. Always and in every way. Those words are very significant because, again, the world doesn't understand what kind of peace there is in the Lord Jesus. But again, the born again, we have this peace in us. Here's some examples. There were two ladies riding a train, a passenger train, and just so happened a man, his ticket was sitting between these two ladies. And the lady that was sitting away from the window, she was fanning herself. I'm just going to die if we don't open that window. The other lady sitting by the window said, if we open that window, I am certain to catch pneumonia. We cannot open that window. Finally, the man that takes up the tickets, he came along and they took the case to him and told them there what one was too hot, one was too cold, and is about to die. And he couldn't fix their problem, and the man sitting between them said, sir, I think I know the answer. Open the window for a few minutes and it would kill one, then close and the other one would be killed too. We'll have peace. Now, ladies, next Sunday's Mother's Day, okay? I'm going to preach love for you and, okay. Okay. But the man said we would have peace. Please listen. Sometimes we think we have everything figured out what would bring peace. But man cannot make peace. Jesus is peace. And it says the Lord of peace Himself give you peace. You see, the world looks for peace in all the wrong places and tries to figure out peace. Again, the world will say peace and safety and sudden destruction will come. It's a lot like the teacher. It was towards the end of school. School's about out and students start bringing their teachers gifts and the florist child brought the teacher a beautiful bouquet of flowers. And the bakery's son brought the teacher a dozen chocolate cookies. The candy store owner, his child brought the teacher a box of chocolate candy. The liquor store owner's child brought a very heavy box. And as the teacher picked that box up, there was something leaking on the bottom, and she touched it and tasted it and said, "That must be red wine." The boy said, "No." She touched it again and said, "That must be champagne." The boy said, "No, teacher, I brought you a puppy." Okay. Visitors, I don't tell jokes all the time. Believe me, I don't. But I found some good ones this week to share that I can fit in my message. The world, listen to me. The world looks for peace. And all it is what that puppy had. Peace is Jesus. The Lord Himself is peace, and He gives us peace. The world looks for peace in all the wrong ways, the wrong scenarios, and they say peace and safety, and then sudden destruction comes. Peace is only found in Jesus Christ. And He gives peace always and in every way. The scenario of the church in Thessalonica. I want to remind you that the church was in turmoil because there were false teachers teaching things about the Lord's return. Some would say the resurrection had already happened. And we get 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Some said that Jesus is not coming back and there's no resurrection of the dead. And some false teaching was, like we studied last Sunday, some just quit working. They didn't support their families and they did not support the church. And they believed that the church should support them in every way. And they didn't do anything to support the church themselves. And it caused turmoil in the church. And this was the scenario that the Apostle Paul said that the Lord Himself give you peace in every way. In every way, always, and in every way. So only Jesus, again, brings peace in every way. Even when there's different scenarios going on, the Apostle Paul encouraged them to look to Jesus. You know, the love of Christ in our hearts can fix a lot of things. But when there's no love of Christ and His peace in your heart, there is constant turmoil. So peace. Peace. Turn with me to Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16, beginning in verse 17. Romans 16, verse 17. It says, "Now I urge you, brethren," talking to the church, brothers and sisters in Christ, "note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has become known to all." Underline that, or make a note of it. Your obedience has become known to all. Being obedient to God's word, being obedient to the Lord Jesus brings peace. When you know that you're in the faith and your hope and trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ and you're being obedient to Him, He gives peace. Let's read on. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace, everyone say the God of peace. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. So note those who are obedient. You be obedient to the faith. You be obedient to God's Word. Trust in the Lord. And the God of peace will take care of Satan. Satan can't do nothing to you and I. And if God allows something in our life, you know why? It's to work good on our behalf. It's for our good. We may not understand it at the time, but it's for our good. Peace. Always and in every way, you be obedient to God's Word. You be obedient to what God has for your life. Back in 2 Thessalonians, verses 17 and 18, says, when the Lord is with you, you have peace, which we have just spoken about, and grace. You have peace and grace. Now I want to remind you that mercy, a definition of mercy, is not receiving what you deserve and what I deserve. Grace is receiving something that you do not deserve. Mercy is not receiving what you do deserve. Grace is receiving what you don't deserve. Grace. He says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. We're saved by the amazing grace of God, and it is God's grace that gives us the ability to live godly, to give us the ability to live for Him and to serve Him. Grace. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, as we are closing this morning. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. Now may the God of peace, everyone say God of peace. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. That's what Hebrews, that's why it was written. Speaking of the new covenant, the New Testament, how much better we have it than what was in the old covenant. Jesus offered His blood in the heavenly tabernacle once and for all sin. But if you refuse that, there remaineth no more sacrifice for you, and you have trampled on the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You've trampled and insulted the Spirit of grace. So you must enter in by faith in the new covenant. And it says, the God of peace, and it's by the blood of the everlasting covenant between God the Father and God the Son, and by faith we enter in. Now listen to this, verse 21. Make you complete in every good work to do His will, working in you what is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So this peace, the God of peace, we have peace and grace. And it's by being obedient, and it's through the everlasting covenant, the blood covenant. Why is that so important this morning? You may be looking for peace in all the wrong places. What the world has to offer. Child of God, listen to me. You got something so much better. You have Jesus. Turn to Him. lost person. There's peace. Whatever you've been looking for peace, whether it's in relationships or addictions or whatever this world has to offer, Jesus is the peace. He's the peace. He shed His blood that we can have peace with God and we can be justified before a holy God. Will you enter in this morning by faith in what Jesus did on the cross for you and I? Will you believe Him? I promise you this. You'll have peace. I'm not going to lie to you. Life's hard. Life is full of difficulties. But you will have peace in it. In Jesus. Will you turn to Him? Let's pray. Lord, again, we thank You so much for Your precious Word. And Lord, I know there's lives that are in such turmoil right now. They're not unhappy. They're discontent. And Lord, it even bleeds out to others. God, Your peace, You can speak peace in the storms of life. What a great God You are to even be called the God of peace. Oh Lord, may Your Holy Spirit woo the heart this morning that is not in peace. May Your Holy Spirit, Lord, touch that heart with love. And may they turn to You in faith and receive Your grace. God, may Your people, as the Apostle Paul was writing to Christian people, oh God, may we turn to You. And may You give us peace. We ask all of this again in the name above every name. That's Jesus. Amen. We're fixing to have an invitation. You can respond this morning. If you need to receive Christ in your heart and life, I'm here to help you in any way that I can. Please come. I'd love to talk with you. If you'd like to be part of this New Testament church and enter in covenant with us, please come. And all we'll do is hug your neck. Amen, church.